Cool. All right, everybody, thank you for joining my talk. It's a reference to Ghostbusters. Hopefully, if you're old enough and young enough, you know what that is. And we'll kind of see like why I thought that was an appropriate reference and in a little bit. Just a little bit about myself. I'm an embedded software consultant. My main focus is design work. I do design for all sorts of products, medical devices. This talk has been an inspiration because I've done a fair bit of embedded software work for a custom ASIC. The client has been doing a lot of RISC-V work for that ASIC. They want to throw Zephyr on it, and a lot of the motivation for this talk and other talks has been through that work that I've done. You can check me out on LinkedIn and X, formerly known as Twitter. My expertise was originally in embedded Linux, migrated to Zephyr, and then started doing some Qt along the way for some reason. You can sign up for my newsletter for training workshops that I also do in person and on site. We actually have a workshop that's going on this month, actually, for Zephyr. So if you're interested, it's all virtual. You can sign up. We still have two sessions remaining. So it's a quick agenda of what we're going to talk about, just the background and motivation. I like to know what I'm doing before I start doing it and why that's important. I want to talk through some of the process that was involved in the project, and basically the project that I'm giving a talk about, some of the issues that were encountered, how I resolved them, some enhancements and next steps, and then any questions you may have. So just some background. I've been doing embedded software for about 15 years now, and the focus so far has been on software, right? And you make some assumptions when you do really any sort of software. You assume that the CPU does what you expect it to do, the compiler is mature and well-defined, that the hardware is mature and well-defined. That's sometimes not the case. You have vendors that release errata that say like, oh, you go to them, you ask questions, and you say something's not working. They say, well, you didn't read like the 10-point font on page 257 on paragraph 3 in that errata. So most of the time, hardware is mature. But then after a while, like I don't know, for me, after 10 years, software kind of really friendly for hobbyists or individuals, right? We can't, as an individual, afford to pay a royalty or upfront like substantial amount of cost. And so this is more appropriate instead for larger companies, for vendors that make actual products, actual commercial devices, and they ultimately pass that cost to the consumer. So this is where RISC-V comes in, right? And I've been kind of following RISC-V for the past couple of years. There's a lot of buzz around an open source ISA. And to me, like that just seemed like a buzzword, like it didn't really mean anything. But you know, it was cool, it was free. There's no license necessary to use the ISA. There's no royalty or significant upfront cost. It was essentially free. And just taking it back away from the